wonderful experiences.
It's fine, pardon? Oh. Can we get the bass by one a little bit?
And hello. My name is Pat Rust. That will give you a clue as to the only Irishman in the bunch. This is my husband, Howard, our sons, Stephen and Mark, and our daughter, Allison. And right now, Mark's going to do a song for you, and I think Stephen's going to accompany him. Mark, will you announce it?
Oh, okay.
Somehow that goes.
You're way over there. Why don't you come over here?
Yeah, good idea. First time he ever did what his brother asked him.
That's nasty.
I'd like to do Streets of London and hope you'll all sing.
Have you seen the old man in the closed-down market, kicking up papers in his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely by his side, yesterday's papers, reading yesterday's news. And so how say for you, the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that may change your mind. Have you seen that old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair, her clothes all in rags. Well, she's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two shopping bags. And so how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that may change your mind. the all-night cafe at a quarter past 11. Same old man sitting there on his own, watching the world over the rim of a teacup. Each tea lasts an hour, and then he wanders home alone. And so how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something that may change your mind. Well, have you seen that old man outside the seaman's mission? Memories fading like the medals that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries little pity. Just one more forgotten hero in a world that doesn't care. And so how can you tell me you're lonely and say for you the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something.
Thank you.
We'd like to bring on the, what we have here is the nuclear family, you sociologists. We'd like to bring on, we don't have the fourth generation of John Set anymore. Grandma died. But we do have the third yet to bring on. So we're going to bring on my sister, Trudy, and my mother. And they're going to do a little yodeling, and we'll get into the Swiss thing.
The last time she was 96 years old. Didn't happen to be here, but it wasn't a coffee house. And she sang. She was 96. And I hope I'll be at some coffee house when I'm 96 singing.
Yeah.
Mercia.
Song we're going to do quickly so you can get an idea of what it's like.
We have an announcement.
Oh, we have an announcement.
Mr. Bernstein.
What's that?
We almost forgot.
Howard is going to be Dawn and Evelyn's best man.
Oh,
he can do it, we can do it.
Okay, so we'll start it. Sasa, and when you come to that part, we'd like you also to, of course, yup-sasa. Whatever way you can, raise something, an arm or jump up. Let's try it.
You got
a swallow. Yo-do-dee-ho-dee,
yup-sasa. Oh,
okay.
Come on.
That was terrible.
Your bodies up a little more, not just the arms. In a way we'll do that, we'd like you now for the third part of it, to link arms or hands or whatever with the person next to you. That's it. Doesn't matter if you know them or not, grab their hands. And let's see if we can get the whole crowd going in different directions.
Oh,
yeah.
next? Those two gentlemen right there who want chairs and microphones. As I was walking up the path, having suddenly realized I've heard some new talent. Jeff Miller and Dick Berman, and they're from Kingston, and here they are.
My name is Dick Berman, and this is my friend and partner, Jeff Miller. We're from Kingston. I'm not anymore. We live further apart than we used to. But we're going to start off with a song that we wrote about the sloop Clearwater. The sloop comes into Kingston and docks every fall and picks up pumpkins, which it then takes down the river to, stops along the ports in the Hudson and ends up in New York City, where they have a pumpkin festival. And it sells the pumpkins. And wherever the sloop goes, there's a festival, and this song is sort of like what happened one time when the sloop came to Kingston to pick up the pumpkins, and we call it Run Run.
Run, run, everybody run, down to the river the sloop has come. Run, run, everybody run, down to the docks we're going to have fun. What we're going to do if we go run, down to where the sloop has come. Going to make a chain of human hands, load the sloop with ripe pumpkins. Run, run, everybody run, down to the river the sloop has come. Run, run, everybody run, down to the docks we're going to have fun. What we're going to hear if we go run down to where the sloop has come. Lots of folks playing lots of tunes, they'll be singing there all afternoon. And what we're going to eat if we go run down to where the sloop has come. Apple cider and pumpkin bread, well, hold your horse, I'll be right there.
Run, run, everybody run, down to the river the sloop has come. Run, run, everybody run, down to the docks, we're gonna have fun. Run, run, everybody run, down to the river the sloop has come. Run, run, everybody run, down to the docks, we're gonna have fun.
It has to do with growing up. It's a song that we wrote. It's called Mama Earth.
Oh, Mama Earth, when I was young, what were the songs that you once sung? I've grown, things I've known have up and run away. Oh, Mama, whisper one refrain, or hum one melody you sang. The sky, a wink and eye, to see such friends as us, kicking up the dust, dancing in the road, good morning. Ah, me and my world, we're dawning, and we'd love to have you joining us. Oh, Father Time, you are no friend. You just keep rolling with no end in sight. With all my might, I'd love to slow you down. Why don't you stop and stay a while? Perhaps even try on one wide smile. Relax, things won't collapse if you slow up your pace. There's no one left to race. Dancing in the road, good morning. Ah, me and my world, we're dawning. and we'd love to have you joining us. Dancing in the road, good morning. Ah, me and my world, we're dawning. And we'd love to have you joining us. There is a child inside of me. He lives just behind most memories. He speaks, his voice is weak, grown fainter over time. Oh, don't forget me, he will say. Don't live out an endless string of days the same, so safe and sane, go out and take a leap. You'll land up on your feet, dancing in the road, good morning. Ah, me and my world, we're dawning, and we'd love to have you joining us. Oh yes, we'd love to have you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next song is a medley of three fiddle tunes that we worked up, and the first one is Last of Callahan, second one is Walking in the Parlor, and the last one is what? Again? Oh yeah,
Indian killed
a woodcock.
These last two songs that we're going to do are songs in which Jeff's in a tuning.
In the absence of a dulcimer or a dulcimer player.
This first of the last two songs is actually the third in a series of songs about a potter in Vermont, Potter John. And it's a mood song. It's not this season, it's end of fall, beginning of winter song.
Jeff, what do you think that tune?
What?
You have to hear it in context.
There we go. This is just called Potter John.
Forest has gone fast asleep neath the blanket of snow a half foot deep. Fall she lingered as long as she could, now winter's come to the Vermont woods. Hands in his pocket, scarf round his neck, icy clouds a mark his breath. Back from the forest on a morning roam, Potter John is going home. Sun rising in the sky, she won't ever get real high. Come midday, she'll be slanting down on frozen rivers and snowy ground. Ah, Potter John, what moves you so? You used to walk around so slow. You're hurrying back to your old kick a wheel, or a cup of hot cocoa and a home cooked meal. Happiness in his kind eyes, it's happiness lengthening his stride. Potter John has found someone to share this winter in the Vermont woods.
Thank you. We're going to end our portion with a children's song that we wrote for Children's Day. We didn't write it for Children's Day, but we're glad to be able to sing it here for Children's Day. This song is called The Big Boy's Bath.
I don't want to take a bath today. I don't want to take a bath today. I think that I will run away. I'm not going to take a bath today. If I go, well, I don't want to make you stoop that low. I'm putting my hands up over my head and giving myself up to the bath. Now this water's soapy and it hurts my eyes. This water's soapy and it hurts my eyes. But watch me closely that I don't cry in the soapy water that hurts my eyes. No, no, please don't you help. No, no, I'll wash myself. I'm out for something lost. You just scrub my right ear off.
it's a happy moment, cause I see the end. I gotta get rinsed off and I'm free again. I see how dancing must have first begun. They threw a little cold water down the back of someone, out of the tub, up on the lane, the terracotta towel in my hand. Mirror, mirror on the bathroom shelf, I'm a shadow of my former self. And there's lots of things I'd rather do than a wrinkle my skin like a stewed black fruit, or lose half my hearing. Other things you say, I didn't want to take you back today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're from Tennessee. That's where the moon comes over the mountain in gallon jugs. You know, it's really tough. You try to figure out what to play for Fox Hollow because everybody plays, it sounds like something very special. And all the music is so beautiful. And we don't have that kind of music. We just play the kind of music that they play in Tennessee where we live. And so that's the kind of music we'll play. Let's start off with Red Wing. Thank you. Are there any children still here? It is Children's Day. We've got a song for the children. I don't know if this is strictly a Tennessee song, but they sing it in Tennessee. And if the children want to gather around a little bit closer, I think that'd probably be okay as long as they don't get on the stage. I don't believe there are. Oh, there's one. Okay, we'll sing to you. This is a song everybody's heard, I'm sure. We sang it at Fox Hollow the first time we were here at this festival. It's a story about Achan Drum, who's a man who lives in the moon. And he's kind of funny. His clothing is made of all different kinds of food, all your favorite foods. You're going to help us with a song. You're going to have to first, when I ask you, tell me, you know, what kind of food his clothing is made of, because I forget. So I'm going to need your help. And then secondly, I'd like you to clap along on the choruses. Now in the choruses, it tells about how he plays upon a ladle. You know what a ladle is? A ladle is something you serve soup or gravy with. Well, Achan Drum's ladle is very special. It's got strings on it, so he can play it. Now, it used to be a three-string ladle, but since they discontinued the Apollo trips, he broke a string, and it's only a two-string ladle now. But he makes out. So, Corey, if you'll kind of get me going here. Well, I know a man lives in the moon, lives in the moon, lives in the moon. I know a man lives in the moon, and his name is Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. Well, his coat was made of good roast beef, good roast beef, good roast beef. His coat is made of good roast beef, and his name is Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. Now you get the idea. I'm gonna ask you, what was his hat made out of? What's your favorite food? I heard sauerkraut first. Well, his hat was made of sauerkraut, sauerkraut, sauerkraut. His hat was made of sauerkraut, and his name was Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. What about his shirt? What was his shirt? I heard potatoes. Well, his shirt was made of potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. His shirt was made of potatoes, and his name is Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. What about his pants? What were his pants? I heard cheesecake. Cheesecake, that's a good one. Well, his pants were made of cheesecake, cheesecake, cheesecake. His pants were made of cheesecake, and his name was Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. How about his shoes? I heard a very luxurious one here. Well, his shoes were made of escargot, escargot, snails. His shoes were made of escargot, and his name is Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. You gotta think about this one now. No, I won't buy that. What were his shoe laces made out of? Well, his shoelaces are made of licorice, licorice, licorice. His shoelaces are made of licorice, and his name was Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. Played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. One more now, his socks. Okay, I heard watermelon. Well, his socks were made of watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. His socks were made of watermelon, and his name was Achan Drum. And he played upon a ladle, ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle, and his name was Achan Drum. Now, I'll try to accommodate everybody who didn't get get picked here. And I'll talk about his sweater. And the sweater was made of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and pumpernickel. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and pumpernickel. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and pumpernickel. His sweater was made of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and pumpernickel. His name was Aiken Drum. One more time.
And he played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle. He played upon a ladle and his name was Aiken Drum.
Thank you. For our next song, we'd like to do one. Originally, we heard it on a folk legacy record, Beach Mountain Record. But since that time, we've heard it sung many times in the churches up in the mountains. It's a very beautiful song, and if you know it, we'd like you to sing the chorus along with us. It's Angel Band.
My latest son is sinking fast, my race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun.
Oh, come angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
I know I'm near the holy ranks of friends and kindred dear. I've brushed the dew on Jordan's banks, the crossing must be near.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
I've almost gained my heavenly home. My spirit loudly sings. The holy ones, behold, they come. I hear the noise of wings.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses from all sin and gives me victory.
Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home.
A couple of years ago, I got a new auto harp, and we had two of them all tuned up at the same time, all 72 strings. And so we took advantage of it and started playing auto harp duets, which are great fun. And so we planned to do it here, but my auto harp came unglued, and it kind of folded up like a pretzel. So I'll say thank you to Neil Hellman, who loaned me his auto harp for tonight. The song we're going to do was written by Gene Schilling, who lives in Cosby, Tennessee, up in Cock County. I see the Schillings have some friends here. The name of the song is May Morning Chimes. Thank you. We'd like to finish up with a good old fiddle tune here. If anybody wants to get up and do a buck dance, that's okay. This is Sally Ann. Thank you. Thank you.
Where's my microphone? In your armpit. Oh, it's too bad. Yeah, okay. Everybody tonight, Evelyn? It sounds like a farmyard. A very unhealthy farmyard. Let us see what happens when, as the finger points at you, the fickle, yes, well, there are other things that it does. As the finger points at you, the pickled finger of, yes, of Pate, do your thing, make your noise, and we'll start over there very slowly and we'll come across. Make your noise. You're crazy as hell. There's been another program change, but I'll tell you about it later. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, the yoga workshop at the Duck Pond, remember, loose clothes, no breakfast, no sick. At 10:30, I think, the St. Louis group will do a workshop. You remember, Mama of the Portable Folk Festival is Faith Patrick. Patrick, we'll get there. Well, she's here with a California contingent, and here they are.
Like Sunday, and maybe it's a good song for times of beginnings too. I woke up smelling bacon with a pine cone in my side. I stuck my head out in the morning sun. There was one guy fixing breakfast and 20 singing songs, so I knew that breakfast never would get done. I crawled out of my sleeping bag and picked up my guitar to start the day with coffee and a song. We'd build a singing city underneath the spreading trees. To join it, all you do is sing along. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. I met a girl down by the fire from a green Missouri farm. She sang a song she said her mother made. She sang about her father and the love he had to give, and offered her a song of mine in trade. She said she didn't have the time, she had to catch a train, and feel a little sorry now and then. But when you hear a thousand songs, I guess it has to be. There's some that you'll never hear again. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. kid came up and he said hello, and he said he knew my name, and he thought my songs were really where it's at. And then he sang a song of his. He said it wasn't much, but a wish that I could write one song like that. They used to say that making songs was only for the few, but we took these old guitars and proved them wrong. For music is a language most anyone can learn, and if you can sing, then you can write a song. And we started in the morning with a hymn to a song. We sang it for lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done, and tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. We sang around the lantern when we should have been in bed, everybody took a turn or two. Whenever one crawled off to sleep, another took his place, and everybody brought in something new. I used to think I knew most every song there was to know. I could sing out anyone you'd care to call. But now I'd need three lifetimes just to learn what's going around. And if everybody's got a song, then no one's got them all. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing a thousand songs before this day is done, and tomorrow there'll be a thousand more. The thing you may have gathered is that I am not Faith Petrick. This is.
Thank you very much. That was Bill Steele. Bill actually wrote that song for the San Francisco Folk Music Club's own special event at Kirby Cove. Once a year on this particular weekend, it becomes the property of Fox Hall. In deciding what we were going to do tonight, we decided we were feeling very Western, and also that since what we do out there an awful lot is just sing together, that we wanted to do something that y'all knew and that you'd all sing together. So if the chorus will come up to the microphones, they'll help y'all. We're going to do Railroading on the Great Divide, which I hope y'all know. So let's really sing it out. You haven't been singing too much this evening, and I think you're getting sleepy. I started to roam out in the west, no money, no home. I was drifting along with the tide when I landed on the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide, nothing around me but Rockies and sky. There you come. solo or violin solo was by Tony Martin and Debbie McClatchy is on the other banjo along with Bill Steele, and Debbie's going to do our next song.
I spent a lot of time almost every summer of my youth in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and there's really no live music tradition going on there now like there is in the hills to the south of us, but there's an awful lot of folklore and tales and legends that are being lost because nobody's writing them down. So I've taken some of these things and written them into songs to try to keep them going. And I have to admit that I've used a bit of my own imagination too in making up some things that go with it. But it's a song I've written called The Day the Yuba Ran High. And my goodness. And it's about two men and a great rain that happened, dammed up the Yuba River back in the last century and produced Lake Spalding, which I'm not quite exactly sure if that's true. Anyway, this is The Day the Yuba Ran High. The motherlode is a rugged land of mesquite diggings and sky, and where men meet, they talk of the day when the Yuba River ran high. They tell of a man named Red Dog Sam and his partner, you bet Bill, who found the greatest strike of them all at the bottom of Gold Run Hill. It's dreams of diamonds and silks and horses, whiskey and women and pearls. Why, we have all we need and all that we've wanted from the bottom of Gold Run Hill. But Red Dog Sam was a greedy man. That night while Bill lay asleep, he ended his life with a fishing knife and rolled him in Yuba Creek. Next morning at dawn he rode for the town to register his claim. But when he tried to return that night, he was stopped by the driving rain. It rained, it thundered, it sleeted and hailed from Tuesday to Saturday night. And Red Dog Sam was stuck in the town till the dawning of Sunday's light. It's over the mountains and down through the valleys to the claim and memories of Bill. But the greatest strike of them all was gone from the bottom of Gold Run Hill. For Yuba Creek now was a lake, and for miles it covered the land. Bill's bones and the gold will lay there together, and Sam's a mighty lonely man.
Thank you, Debbie McClatchy. Continuing in our Western tradition here, we are going to do a cowboy song, a traditional cowboy, it's called Cowboy Waltz. It was collected by our friend Jenny Haley and may be considered actually as a sequel to one of her songs some of you may know about, the Old Cow Puncher. We're not going to do the Old Cow Puncher tonight, but we will do the Cowboy's Waltz. Cow Puncher's Waltz, I mean. Thank you, Chorus. She got it, I believe, in Utah, but we find that it is also known in Arizona and in Montana, at least, and probably in some other western states. There is a traditional cowboy waltz also that goes along with this that some of our members will demonstrate for you at the end of our singing. You will have to help us out with this song. We can't do it alone. It's, again, something that's in our western tradition of all... singing and acting out as necessary together. Are you ready, group?
Yes. Ready.
You want to give us a little complete introduction there, maestro?
I've got to remember how it goes.
Sorry about that. Request to do a song written by a member of the San Francisco Folk Music Club who goes by the name of Big Stinker.
Big
Stinker. Big Tinker, whose work I hope many of you are familiar with. And several people said they thought that this song was also in keeping with the spirit of the evening. So we're switching our signals and doing a little song called The Rock and the Egg by Ed Bronstein.
You can play the guitar? Guess not. There's an old, old story.
It is very wise.
You can see the truth of it
right before your eyes. Oh,
if
a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg.
People are different,
various paths they walk. Some are fragile like an egg, some are hard like rock.
If a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. The
must be fun to be a rock, for it is evident if a rock falls on an egg, too bad, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg. Rock can never triumph,
and the egg, it dare not mock.
For if the egg is shattered,
then splattered gets the rock. Oh,
if a rock falls on an egg, too bad for the egg. If an egg falls on a rock, too bad for the egg.
I forgot to I forgot to introduce all the members of the choreography group and so on, so please stay through Saturday and Sunday, and I'll do it properly next time.
Do not egg them on, they're off their rocker. Oh, somebody lost a watch. I don't have it, but if somebody finds it, please turn it in. To what? But no, I won't tell that story. All the kids are asleep. Thank you.
Comfortable, RD?
That was for Chuck.
This is kind of a short ballad, kind of a short Jimmy Randall.
Where have you been, Jimmy Randall, my son? Oh, where have you been, my handsome young one? I've been to my sweetheart's mother. I've been to my sweetheart's mother. Make my bed, mother, for I'm sick to my heart. Where are your hounds, Jimmy Randall, my son? Oh, where are your hounds, my handsome young one? They swelled up and died, mother. They swelled up and died, mother. Make my bed, mother, for I'm sick to my heart. What did you eat, Jimmy Randall, my son? Oh, what did you eat, my handsome young one? Fried eels and onions, mother. Fried eels and onions, mother. Make my bed, mother, for I'm sick to my heart. I fear your poison, Jimmy Randall, my son. I fear your poison, my handsome young one. I fear I'm poisoned, mother. I fear I'm poisoned, mother. Make my bed, mother, for I'm sick to my heart.
We'll talk?
You want to introduce this one? Keeping in the tradition, and it is in a way, and I think the tradition's been carried on even by modern Nashville, as horrible as a lot of it's become. This is a Johnny Cash song. Some of it's really good, too. Oh, no.
At my door,
have fallen. A cold, wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
I go to all the parties to have me a little fun. I find the darkened corner and I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
I wonder, is she sorry for leaving me begun? There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere.
I
miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
I wonder, is she sorry for leaving what we begun? There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there.
This next little number, we get to rest our voices a little bit. And just play a little bit of guitar with cold fingers.
It's gonna be a good trick.
Yeah, you probably have heard this thing one time or another. It's a pity sometimes when you start working on a piece of music and then all of a sudden you start hearing it all over the AM.
This was written by. That needs no
right,
introduction.
This is a song that needs no introduction. It was written about 1902. Scott Joplin, and it is not called The Sting, it's called The Entertainer.
Yeah, it's a pity that they decided to use this for the movie. Well, it's not.
It is not a pity.
Go ahead.
You ready for this?
No, but go ahead.
One, two, three, and...